Cotton acreage going down. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee and U.S. cotton producers are working to get this year's crop planted, and this could be one of the smallest crops on record. USDA is predicting a 25% reduction in cotton production for 2008 and 2009, yet still shows a slight increase in cotton exports. Rod Bain has more.
World cotton production for the 2008-2009 crop year is projected to decrease 2% from the previous year. But as far as U.S. cotton production is concerned, our crop is expected to produce 14.5 million bales, which represents a 25% reduction from 2007-2008.
What the numbers are showing for the U.S. is substantially lower acres. Prospective plantings report showed acres to be down for 2008-9 about 13%. So we're looking at a yield of about 830 pounds in 2008-9, down probably 5 or 6%. From the very strong yield that we saw in 2007-8.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Jerry Bange says even with the decline in production, exports should be up slightly from the previous year.
What we have here is a situation where basically we will be exporting the equivalent of every bale that we produce, which is rather interesting.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Here in Tennessee, cotton farmers have had a wet start to the planting season. In fact, just over 15% of the crop has been planted. And if the ground doesn't dry up soon, there's going to be even less. Scott Love is with Helena Chemicals in Humboldt.
This weather pattern continues here in West Tennessee. We'll be off as much as 80% in my area. And, I mean, if it dries up today and we get back in the field this week or next week, we'll still be off 50 to 60%. So it could get a lot worse if this weather pattern continues.
And more rain is expected this week. Cotton acreage in Tennessee is forecast at 310,000 acres this year. That's down 40% and the lowest since 1983. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.